Chapter 2. The Heart of Teaching. It was a blessing in disguise. I had been called down to an administrative meeting for one of my special needs students. Usually, teachers abhorred these bureaucratic meetings, and I certainly didn't relish them, but I needed a break. Day in and day out, I struggled with my students. It seemed like it didn't matter what I said or did. Nothing worked with my kids. They simply wouldn't listen. I would routinely spend the day alternating between screaming at the children, bribing them, and giving them the silent treatment for their misdeeds. None of it worked. So when the office called me down for the meeting over the intercom and sent the librarian in to cover my class, in all honesty, I almost did a little jig. A break, I thought, and I grabbed my folders. As I was getting organized, the librarian walked in. The kids were going nuts as usual, and she raised her eyebrows as she cased the joint. Her mere presence caused the children to calm a bit. Unfortunately, I have to go to this special education meeting, I explained. I shouldn't be more than an hour. Thank you so much for doing this. No problem, she answered back, cracking her gum. Take your time. We'll be just fine. I'm not sure if you've heard or not, I half whispered, but my kids are kind of difficult. They can get unruly.
Oh, don't worry about that. These children know who I am, and they know I don't play that, she replied.
Yeah, right, I thought. You don't know my kids. I scurried through the door and down the stairwell into the meeting room. After approximately 60 mind-numbing yet strangely joyful minutes, the meeting was over, and I headed back to my room. I walked slowly, steeling myself for re-entry. When I got a few feet away from my classroom door, I paused. Oddly, there was no noise coming from the room. No screaming, no yelling, no crashes. Did she take them outside? I wondered. I walked into the room and was startled to see my entire class hard at work. They were copying down on their paper sentences that the librarian had written on the board. The librarian was sitting at my desk, leafing through a pamphlet, cracking her gum.
How were they? I asked.